We're in Simen Shin Chav Hey, we're up to Siftes. So we learned that let's say a non-Jew goes ahead and brings something in from outside the Tchum on Shabbos. If he does it for himself, a Jew may use it. But it, since it came Yichutz L'Tchum, you could only use it within four Amos of where it was or in any enclosed area. What is the din of Safik? So we saw before there were two dais. There are some who hold that Chazal didn't Aser in Safik and others who hold that they do Aser in Safik. The reason they ask is because it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin. All you have to do is wait for after Shabbos and it won't be a problem. And we already learned that according to everybody, right after Shabbos it'll be mutter and you don't have to wait ad b'chdei sheyaseh, as in other cases where a non-Jew did malacha for a Jew. Here in Safik they weren't machmir. So siftes, imhu Safik imhuva mechutz l'tchum, aser. So if it's Safik mechutz l'tchum, the machaber is so sim that it's aser. He is not somach on the makilim. He holds that it's aser. Whereas after Shabbos, it'll be mutter miyad. V'davka be'eni Yehudi she'ena shori imoy ba'ir. Aval eni Yehudi shori imoy ba'ir. If you're dealing with a non-Jew that lives in your city, uperes ha'metsuyim ba'ir, and the fruit are fruits that you have in the city too. Ein lochosh misafik. There's no reason why you have to be choshish misafik that it came from michutz l'tchum. Safik michutz l'tchum means I have no way of knowing, but if I have a non-Jew who lives here and has fruits from here, I don't have a chashash in the first place. Afilu im yesh le'en Yehudi shnei batim ve'echad mem betoch ha'tchum tolden lo'hokel l'mutu lo'echol afilu mishu v'bishvilo. The halachi is even if he brought it on Shabbos for a Jew, if he has one home in the city and fruit there, and he has another home outside the city and fruit there, and my question is which of the two he brought it from, I am allowed to be makel and say he brought it from the one in the city. Now why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons and there's a nafka mina. The Gram mentions because of the din of kan nimtza kan hoya, that wherever I have a suffix, did this originate over here or did this come from another place, we say it started over here. Therefore, since the Paris were found in the city, I say kan nimtza kan hoya, they started off in the city and therefore they came from his house in the city. Based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, what if he has two houses in the outside the city and one house in the city, two houses outside the tchum and one house in the city? He says still we say kan nimtza kan hoya. Whereas other poskim learn that the reason is midin korov, because you always go by the one that's nearer. But there we have a rule, rov v'korov holchim acha harov. So if he'd have two houses outside the tchum and one in the tchum, if we're coming with the din of korov, rov would win out. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya that it's because of kan nimtza kan hoya, and therefore, even if he has two houses outside the tchum and one inside the tchum, we have no reason to be mistopic that perhaps this came from outside the tchum. Sif Yud. Eino Yehudi shemila mayin lebehemto mibor shurushus hayachid, lushus harabim. If you have a well that has walls around it, or it's deep, in a way that it's a rushus hayachid, and he went and filled up his bucket from there, brought it out of the well into the rushus harabim. Mutal Yisrael lahashkos mehem behemto, a Jew is allowed to go and give his animal from them. Why is that? Because he did it for himself, so it's not nesar. Vahu, when are we matir? She'ein ha'eni Yehudi makiro. That's only when you're dealing with a non-Jew who doesn't know him. Delekel ha'mecha shemiyarba b'shvilo. This way we do not have to worry that he's going to go and do it again for you. Whereas, what happens if he is a makiro? If someone that you know, the fear is that once you use it, so he'll come in and next time he's going to take extra, not only for himself, so he'll have for you as well. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that this is true even if the Jew who is Makiro wasn't standing there, but with the condition that the non-Jew knows that the Jew needs it. So this is all if the non-Jew filled it for himself. V'milo l'tzorach behemas Yisrael, osur b'chol minei tashmish, afilu Yisrael acher. But let's say he did it for a Jew, so since we're talking about carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, since that is a Daraisa, it's also for all Jews. Demila mibor Rishus HaYochid leKarmelis. What if it was to a Karmelis? So that's only a Durabonon. Mutter la'acher shalom mila b'shvilo. So the halachi is that in a Durabonon, it's only usher for the one he did it for, but another Jew is allowed to be nene from it. Hagav v'yesh makilim. Va'omrim da'afim huva derech rishus harabim letzorach Yisrael mutter la'odom lishtos mehem ho'o ve'efsho leilach shem v'lishtos. The Ramah says that there are makilim, that it's only to his animal that he can't give it. but the person himself can drink, because you didn't need for the non-Jew to bring it out of the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabna. You could have stuck your head into the well and drank there. So the non-Jew didn't accomplish anything with regard to you. His Otsoh was not necessary. But your animal, the Rama only says that you can drink, your animal, since an animal would have a difficult time really getting his head over the 10 Tfachim Mechitzis around the well, so the animal, we would say, would not be allowed to drink it on Shabbos. So that for myself, where I didn't really need him to take it out of the well, I'm allowed to. For my animal that did need it, one would not be allowed to. This klal, that we will not aser anything b'dieved, any malacha of a non-Jew, if I didn't need his malacha, is really across the board. Anytime a non-Jew does something for me that could have been done without malacha, the halacha is that there is no iser hanoah whatsoever. So the Mishnah Berurah now has a shaila. What's the halacha going to be if I have a well that's not a Rishus HaYachid, and I had another well that was in the Rishus HaYachid, that was a Rishus HaYachid? The non-Jew took from the well that was a Rishus HaYachid. I couldn't have gotten the water from there without him. It means we're talking about feeding my animal. My animal could not have gotten there. However, my animal could have gotten from the other well that's not a Rishus HaYachid. What's it in there? There the Mishnah Berurah comes out that that's not called that I'm not Nene. Since the well that he got it from, I couldn't have gotten it from without his help, that is called Nehem. It's a big chiddush. Now the Rama says, by the way, with regard to the sheet, the Rama brings it as a Yesh Omrim. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says only to rely on it Letzorach Gadol or Letzorach Shabbos, whereas Matzoy Shabbos, you can be Mata right away. Now he says, V'chei Nagu Heter Lomer Af Lechatchil Olein Yehudi, Lohavi Sheikher O Shar Dvarim Derech Karmelis O Below Erev. There are those who lechatchila ask a non-Jew to go bring it derech a karmelis, or without an erev, meaning without an erev chatzeris, which is only an issur d'rabbanan, and they're relying on this being shvus to shvus, ask a non-Jew to do a d'rabbanan. The afapi sheyesh lahachmir bedaver, even though one should really be machmir, why? It's a shvus to shvus, because shvus to shvus needs makom mitzvah or tzorach gadol. Mikol makom ein limchos biyadam akilim l'tzorach Shabbos, ubishas hadchak. Where it's just a drabanon, and it could be that you wouldn't really need it. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah only is makel when you're talking about things that you really need. In that case, they were talking about they needed the drink for Shabbos, they needed their beer for Shabbos, and it was elsewhere. But it's got to be something that you really need. So we can understand that there'll be a difference between your main dish and some side dish, where you couldn't ask a non-Jew to break a drabanan for it. Now also the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not pay him for this, and you should not pass the non-Jew the keli. You should really have absolutely nothing to do with what the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos.